My next guest is on the line. He is Putego Mojapele, and he is an aviation analyst. And we're going to find out what is happening in our skies. Putego, thanks for being with me this afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me this afternoon.
So apparently last week, there were a number of delays caused at various airports due to a failure in air traffic control systems. That's pretty serious. What was the cause of the failure, Putego?
So what has happened is that there has been numerous issues that has been highlighted, and I'm sure you are quite aware that ATNS, which is Air Traffic and Navigational Services, has been having issues of operational issues in terms of compliance, in terms of instrumental landings that have been inactive in most of the remote airports, even in some of the major airports that we have, like your Cape Town and your Johannesburg. Sometimes we do have some problems over those airports. But what has happened last week is that the South African Civil Aviation Authority has taken a drastic decision to suspend the instrumental landing system, the ILS system, which is now necessitate that all the flight operations from Johannesburg or even from Cape Town that goes to Upington, that goes to Kruger, Mpumalanga, to East London. So all those airports have been suspended in terms of the instrumental, meaning that the airports can only, or the pilots can only land manually without instruments if the weather permits. If the weather does not permit for them to navigate visually, then the flight cancellations is something that is imminent. In actual fact, as I'm speaking to you right now, there is a notification that was issued by Air Link as well as SAF Air. Even myself, I was actually scheduled to fly out from Cape Town all the way to Kruger today, and the flight is cancelled. It can only fly tomorrow because of the weather does not permit, and this is after CAA took a decision to suspend the ILS systems. And maybe I should just give you up to speed why it is necessary for CAA.
I think it's really important because that's the missing piece here. Why?
Yes. Yes. So CAA is a regulator, right? And when it's a regulator, it regulates everybody, including the airline, including the airport operators, including all the components that builds up and make component of aviation. So ATNS play quite an important role, and they have not been servicing their equipment. And it does not matter whether they are government entity, and CAA is also a government entity. They regulate everybody, including the government, because if they fail to regulate, when Federal Aviation Administration, which is American body, okay, comes and do the audit, yeah, on CAA, it would then find there will be a finding on them, on CAA, meaning that CAA would have failed to do their due diligence as a regulator. Now, it is important that if another entity is not doing or playing their role as they supposed to, they must be grounded. Like airline, if airline is not complying with the regulations, if there's some issues that have been found, the CAA issue a suspension or a ban so that they shouldn't fly a suspension or of some sort. They shouldn't fly until they rectify the problem. Now, in this case, the ATNS instrumental systems on the airports that ATNS runs have not been serviced accordingly, because firstly,
but why? ATNS, I mean, that's a basic. That's not a complicated or difficult thing to do. That's follow the procedure manual and do what's required. I don't understand the issue here.
There's been major problems there. Firstly, CEO is on suspension. There has been a brain drain.
Here we go.
Has been a yeah, there has been a brain drain at ATNS. Many professionals that we have been complaining, and they decided to leave the company and go seek employment somewhere else in Middle East, in other, because we are one of the highly trained professionals in South Africa, and we're highly sought of. I mean, they go everywhere, Australia, New
no,
Zealand,
understand.
Everywhere.
We've educated them and trained them, and now they're great pickings for others. But it leaves us with a really serious safety issue.
Yeah, but the problem is the management of ATNS. That's where the problem comes from.
Oh, my goodness.
If the minister is not going to stand up and correct the situation, I know the minister has appointed a task team of industry professionals. One of those that are part of that is Ronel Stender. Ronel Stender was one of the former CEO of Comair, has been appointed with other professionals to try and rectify the problems there. But this doesn't seem to be yielding any results, because now we see the suspension. The DCA, or the CEO of Civil Aviation Authority, has decided to take a decision that you need to ground some of these airports so that they should not operate up until they correct the instruments that needs to be in line with the regulation. Unfortunately, it has to be done that way. Much as I was inconvenienced myself, because I do operate in Kruger, but unfortunately, there's nothing we can
so
do.
So, Potefo, how does this resolve itself, and in how long?
Look, it will all depend on the ATNS, how soon they rectify this thing, whether they have started working on that or not. It's something that they need to come out and tell us where they are with fixing the problem. As we speak right now, Kruger Mpumalanga, Woodspruit, they are on manual. Upington is on manual. East London is on manual. So if you are going to be traveling to East London, you might be inconvenienced. And I advise all the listeners to check with their airlines before they can go to the airport, because what would happen is that you would get there and your flight is not taking off.
All right, let's leave that miserable subject alone. That's just awful what you've told me this afternoon. And staying on the awful news, apparently there have been, I believe, two air crashes in the Natal Midlands pretty recently, this last week, in fact. Do you know anything about those issues, and why does this seem to be a more common occurrence?
Well, this is a recreational or more general aviation kind of flying. So what has happened last year is almost like what happened last year in Natal, where the three aircrafts went and crashed last year when they were doing a formation flying up to Vanderbilt in Pretoria, and they eventually ended up in the... They couldn't, they had planned to do the stopover to refuel, and then it ended up, they ended up not being able to get to Newcastle, where they had planned to refuel. So similar thing occurrence has happened here. They experienced fuel starvation, and then the aircraft went missing. And what has been discovered is that they had crashed. As you know, it's just still under 30 days. We will know the details of the accidents. But what we have been identifying since we are in the industry is that there seems to be negligence on the part of the municipalities on the landing strips that we have in the country. So in olden days, when we were start flying, some of us, many good years ago, all the landing strips were managed by professionals, by the local governments. For example, if we have municipality, they will have professional people running those landing strips. They will be properly mended, where you can get all the accurate information and stuff like that. Now, what has happened lately is that most of the airports, these landing strip and the airports, have not been run or being well taken care of. Sometimes some of them they're not even operating. And if you look at how they were created for some of these exercises. Like yourself, you if you want to learn to fly recreationally, if you want
Sure,
to
sure.
recreationally want to do an aviation, these airports are important for you, or landing strips, so that you can be able to access fuel, you can be able to fly to that destination, and then and land your country around those little landing strips. So they are not functional. So that's why sometimes our people end up in not reaching their destinations,
Oh
and
my
because
goodness, you're
there
full
is
of
a
good
hunger
news
for
today.
them to learn.
Full of good news today.
Yes.
Final question for you this afternoon. Apparently, Emirates has made some changes to safety rules. That's for customers using power banks on board. Apparently, this hasn't really been a major issue until recently. Well, what has happened that Emirates has had to make these changes?
You know, now that we are talking about this issue, actually last night there was a flight coming out of China where one of the passengers had a lithium power bank in the back on the overhead storage, and that caught fire. It caught fire. Now, this is after Emirates has announced that lithium battery power banks will not be allowed on their aircrafts starting from the beginning of now November. So if you are going to be flying Emirates and you have a power bank in your bag, that will not be allowed to be checked in because there seems to be a problem. You remember when 787 aircraft was launched, the early years of 787. I'm not sure if you're following aviation stories well. 787 was fitted with lithium battery, and it was highly flammable. It caused quite a lot of damages on some of the fuselage of the 787 aircrafts that were produced at that time, and there was a ban on lithium batteries on most of the aircraft. I'm sure you are aware that lithium batteries, you can't check it in on the hull. It can't go down
Yes,
onto the hull.
correct.
You must have it in your hand so that you can guard it. Now, even now, you can't have it. Emirates says you can't carry it on in your bag because these things are highly flammable. Some of these flammables, lithium, they come from China. There's no monitoring as to what kind of lithium is this, and you are happy to walk into a shop and buy a power bank. Oh, I've got a power bank. I can just charge my phone, and I'm happy to carry it around wherever I go, only to find that these are highly flammable and they can really cause a huge damage on the on your on your luggage as well as in the aircraft, like what has happened yesterday on one of the Chinese aircraft.
Potejo, that was really interesting. Not all good, but certainly all interesting. Thank you for chatting to me this afternoon.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me today.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. So now you've got to be careful where you fly and what you're flying with. It just doesn't end.